20th June 2019. Normally would have the very high feast of the Eucharist today, but because in some countries it will celebrate it on Sunday, I use another text for today and will bring the meditation about the Eucharist the coming Sunday. So it is 2 Corinthians 11, 1 to 11. I wish you would put up with a little foolishness from me. Not that you don't do this already. The jealousy that I feel for you is, you see, God's own jealousy. I give you all in marriage to a single husband, a virgin pure for presentation to Christ. But I'm afraid that, just as a snake with his cunning seduced Eve, your minds may be led astray from single-minded devotion to Christ. Because any chance corner has only to preach a Jesus other than the one we preached, or you have only to receive a spirit different from the one you received, or a gospel different from the one you accepted, and you put up with that only too willingly. Now I consider that I am not in the least inferior of the superapostles. Even if there is something lacking in my public speaking, this is not the case with my knowledge, as we have openly shown to you at all times and before everyone. Have I done wrong, then, humbling myself, so that you might be raised up by preaching the gospel of God to you for nothing? I was robbing other churches, taking wages from them in order to work for you. When I was with you and needed money, I was no burden to anybody, for the brothers from Macedonia brought me as much as I needed when they came. I have always been careful not to let myself be a burden to you in any way, and I shall continue to be so. And as Christ's truth is in me, this boast of mine is not going to be silenced in the regions of Achaia. The jealousy of God. We can hear this jealousy in the words of St. Paul. Jealousy, we often think that it's a very bad thing, and it can be. And then it's horrible. But we have to understand the jealousy in the right way, because it's a jealousy of God. Because that we give our heart to God, this is what God wants and what is the right thing for us to do. We only can be one with God in the way. Our heart is created for that. Nobody can come at this place. The marriage gives us like an example. Because this very special relationship between man and woman cannot be replaced by another one. It has its own mission, its own depth. And we know you cannot have the same dimension of love with another person. And it's the same with God, of course. We cannot love something else as we love God. Well, we can see that the apostle has fear that the people will go away from Christ, because people are coming and telling about another Jesus. And this is also what we will consider the next 2 days. It is the jealousy of the Lord, which is moving St. Paul to speak about his suffering. Normally he would not do it. But because he saw that the faith is threatened, he is speaking about such things. Later he said he was talking like a fool. But what is the motivation, the insight of our beloved St. Paul? There is a burning love. He understood the Lord from heart to heart, who brought him out of the irritations from before. And he has a very intimate relationship. The Lord gave him this mission to bring the gospel to the world. And so he let him know his own intentions for people. Paul was not only called to understand this way of the Lord. No, he was called to serve this wonderful mission of the Lord in a high responsibility and to give his life and let his life burn for the proclamation of the gospel. And so it's painful for him to see when those people who trusted him now are going away from Jesus because he gave an authentic gospel to them. He noticed that there is another spirit and they are in danger to be open for this other spirit. If you look today in our church, we also can meet another spirit. It is a spirit who is not taking seriously the teaching of the church and is going away in the praxis. It is a spirit, for example, who is influencing also our whole liturgy and is making more a human meeting out of it, instead that people will receive the experience of Christ who has been crucified and resurrected. Especially you can find this in some regions where there is a so-called theology of liberation. And this had a lot of influence to the life of the church. But we could add other examples. Those people who are coming and resist, defend the church's teaching, you should not say that they are rigorists, even if they might be a little bit hard. No, it's a jealousy of the apostles, a jealousy of God working in their hearts, that the wonderful teaching of the church is not reduced and will not have any changing through another spirit. We have a very high, holy Catholic faith. And we have to defend this faith in the jealousy of God. And we should take care that people will not follow another spirit who will irritate them and bring another faith. So we have to take care with the authority of real teachings and real praxis.
The verse of the Alleluia says, "It is worthy to praise you, Saint Apostle Paul, you chosen instrument who deserved to sit on the throne of the 12."
Magnus Sanctus Paulus, vas electio
Alleluia.